This is Kevin Burke from the Department of Kinesiology, Leisure, and Sports Sciences at East Tennessee State University. Thanks for returning to Burke on Mayberry. Or if this is your first time listening, thanks for listening to Burke on Mayberry. We're looking at the episode entitled A Plaque for Mayberry. It originally showed up on television on April the 3rd, 1961. It was written by Leo Solomon and Ben Gerstmann and was directed by Bob Sweeney. A little bit different episode. It sort of focuses on Otis Campbell, but again, the way the Andy Griffith Show does, it focuses on a couple of different characters. You'll see a lot of Barney and Andy in this as well. Not much of Opie. But anyway, let's talk about what happens with this. It opens up with one of those funny scenes with interactions between Barney and Otis. Otis is basically been sleeping it off and after having another snootful, as they would say on Mayberry. And it opens up with Barney trying to get Andy to let Barney give a sobriety test. And Andy's like, you give the sobriety test when you arrest him, not now. And Barney just wants to make sure he's okay to go back out in public. So Andy finally relents. And so you see one of the funny things is all that you always see on Andy Griffith's show with Otis letting himself out of the jail cell, reaching through the bars, grabbing the keys, letting himself out. Barney slides a chair with his foot, makes Otis sit down in it, and he gives him a test. And there's several things that go on with the test. Barney tries to get Otis to say, Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, and Barney can't even say it himself. He tells Otis to close his eyes and then bring his two pointer fingers together. When he does, he pinches Barney's nose. And then there's another part of it where he has Otis get up, and he wants him to hop on one foot. He's giving him an endurance test when he does that. And basically what happens, Barney gets more tired, Otis handles in there. But one of the funny scenes here is Andy just laughs at everything and sees Barney exhausted and says, well, we got a name for your test, and he calls it the Barney Fife Peter Piper Nose Pinching Test for Drunks. And then one of my favorite parts of this particular episode, Andy and Barney get ready to leave the courthouse, and Barney's sitting there tired, and Andy says, you ready? Hi, up! And he starts hopping on one foot, and of course Barney gets mad. Well, they're on the way to the mayor's office. The mayor had called and said, we need you over there. And basically what they find out, there's two ladies from the Mayberry Historical Society. And what you find out, by the way, if you notice these two ladies, you have Isabel Randolph, who appears as Mrs. Bixby, and Carol Veazey appears as Mrs. Harriet Wicks. Now, if you're like me, I love the Dick Van Dyke Show, and I have all the episodes on DVD with that. And again, that was also produced by Danny Thomas. And if these ladies look familiar, you have a keen eye, because both of these actresses appeared on the Dick Van Dyke Show as Rob and Laura Petrie's mothers, and they did this from time to time. Now, again, Dick Van Dyke played Rob Petrie, and Laura Petrie was played by Mary Tyler Moore, of course. Again, I love that show. But anyway, you'll also see in one of the episodes, Will Wright, who plays a grouchy Ben Weaver, he appears as Rob Petrie or Dick Van Dyke's father on that episode. So again, some tie-ins there with Danny Thomas and the Dick Van Dyke Show. So anyway, Andy and Barney go over to the mayor's office, and the ladies let Barney and Andy know that there's a descendant from Nathan Tibbs. Nathan Tibbs was a Revolutionary War hero. And you might say, well, what did he do? Well, what Nathan Tibbs did, according to the ladies, is that he ran 8 miles through the snow and he set the Mayberry Bridge on fire. And what this did, it kept the enemy from crossing and allowed George Washington and his troops to capture an entire regiment. So he was basically a war hero. And so what they let Barney and Andy know is there was a descendant, and they believe the descendant was living here in Mayberry. As the episode moves along, they discover who the descendant is, and the descendant happens to be Otis Campbell. Now, before they let that know, Barney, of course, somehow connects that he's the descendant of Nathan Tibbs, and even discovers another type of fife spelled P-H-Y-F-E, and that doesn't bother him. He said later on, Andy said, points out that, you know, they're spelled, your last names are spelled differently. And Barney said, well, somebody had to spell it right sometimes. So I'll get another humorous line. Again, the writing on this show was amazing. But it's just funny to watch Andy go along with Barney and play with him and, you know, poke fun at him, but, you know, really not hurt his feelings. Although in this particular episode, Barney, you know, gets on Andy a little bit about hurting his feelings and tells him how the fifes are really sensitive. Well, once everybody finds out that Otis Campbell is the descendant of Nathan Tibbs, the mayor was adamant that they find a substitute. They can't have a ceremony where Otis Campbell would receive a plaque because he would show up drunk. And Andy is like, no way. This is Otis Wright. It's his moment. We've got to make sure Otis gets the plaque. But the mayor orders Andy to find some substitute to receive the plaque, and we'll give the plaque to Otis Campbell later. Well, Andy doesn't tell the mayor, and he goes to Otis's house, and you see Otis with his wife, and tells Otis about it. And you can tell Otis is really, really proud, and his wife is too. And there's a very touching moment in this scene where Otis talks about how he knows that he's given his wife a lot of hard times. She's going to be very proud when he actually gets to receive that plaque. And again, the mayor was really concerned about Otis showing up drunk and embarrassing the town of Mayberry. So, again, here's the thing about this particular episode. Andy, again, and as Barney mentions to him later in the episode, is shown as a good judge of character because he shows that he has faith in Otis. And so what you see later in the episode is Otis and his wife shows up. They're late, and everybody thinks, oh, he's drunk, he's not going to make it. They hear something out in the hall, and they think he finally showed up, and he's drunk. But he comes in, Otis is in a brand new suit, and what's sort of funny, he's in a pair of new shoes. He says, I think I got too much feet in, which is a way of saying the shoes either weren't broken in or they're too small. And so it took him a little bit of while to walk there. But another touching moment with Otis in this episode. Again, all decked out in his new suit. Once he receives the plaque, he makes a speech saying basically he doesn't deserve anything just because for being born. And he happens to be a descendant of a Revolutionary War hero. So he decides to donate the plaque to the town of Mayberry. And I'll quote, he says, of which he's proud to be a citizen. And again, you couldn't have had a better moment than that with Otis accepting the plaque and donating it to Mayberry. So again, a very good episode. And again, the comedy, the drama, the caring for each other. Again, this was really another good moment, another good Andy Griffith show. If you watch this episode, and I'm sure you've seen it, but you may not remember unless you've watched it recently, that Andy Griffith, Andy Taylor, Sheriff Taylor, actually has a tie on in this episode. And that's a very rare occurrence when you see Andy Griffith wear a tie. Now, before we get to our trivia question, which involves Barney Fife, we talked a little bit about the characterizations in the last episode and about the domestic comedy and so forth, and we talked a little bit about how Andy's character developed. Well, you know, everybody knows this. Once Don Knotts joined the cast and early seasons went on, they knew that Barney Fife's character had to change. He had to become more human, sort of like Andy Griffith did. Of course, Barney stayed naive. He was inept in a lot of ways and was very childlike. You'll see he gets in childlike arguments with Otis and even with Ron Howard. And there's episodes as Opie where Barney's trying to figure out, Andy's trying to figure out how Barney would think, and he asks Opie what he thinks. And Opie really basically can nail how Barney's thinking. But Barney had to change a little bit, again, to become more human. He had to have genuine feelings, and he had to be protected. And that was really what Andy did throughout most of the episodes, even after Barney left the show and came back. You know, Barney had a lot of enthusiasm, many times uncontrolled. He showed a lot of bravado and vanity, which made him somewhat ridiculous, but he was very good-natured, and he had a lot of self-respect. He showed a wide range of feelings. And he knew about his own inadequacies, and he had genuine courage. And, you know, again, Barney was sort of a mixture of a lot of things. There are times when Barney realized what he was doing, but a lot of times, you know, Barney was full of himself. So, again, as this relationship developed, it became one of the, I think, one of the best all-time comic characters on television. And, of course, that's arguable, but I'm biased. So for today's trivia question, I think a lot of you would get this, even if you haven't watched the episode, but during the Andy Griffith Show, Barney Fife had two names. In this particular episode, where Mayberry gets a plaque, Andy says what Barney's middle name is in this episode, and it's different from what we hear in later episodes. So according to this particular episode, what was Barney's middle name? Again, during this episode, a plaque for Mayberry, what was Barney Fife's middle name? If you'd like to email me your answer, I'll let you know if you got it right or wrong. You can do that at burkek@etsu.edu. Or if you want to go to the website, burkeonmayberry.com, you'll find the trivia answer posted there. Again, I appreciate your emails and your comments, and I hope you'll continue listening to Burke on Mayberry. As they would say in Mayberry, My best to you and yours, and thanks for listening to Burke on Mayberry.